Hello, everyone. Welcome to another episode of the Proverbs 31 Women Podcast. It's your girl, Kayla, and I am so excited to be back and sharing a word with y'all. This year, 2024, we are at a new year, the start of a new year, a week in. I mean, it's January 7th, and I'm so excited to be sharing with all of you. And I wanted to share something that the Lord put on my heart. And it's, sorry, y'all. It's in 1 John. I'm sorry. If you are a new listener, you're going to find out quickly with me that I am a goofball. I like to have fun. If I trip over my words, I laugh about it. We have a good time on here. Welcome to the Proverbs 31 Women. If you're not a woman, you are still welcomed on this podcast. It is not subject to only women. So welcome to whoever is listening to this. We're going to read in 1 John chapter 4. I want to dive right into the word, but before I do, I just want to take time to pause and pray. Father God, thank you so much for this opportunity that we have to draw close to you. I pray that whoever is listening to this would feel loved, they would feel heard, they would feel validated. And I just ask that you would speak to them about any area in their life that is hard, that they feel weak in. I thank you that through you, God, we are made strong. Your power is perfected in our weakness. And so I just thank you that we have access to you. And I thank you for who you are and your character, God, who we're going to learn more about today. Amen. All right, y'all. So I'm going to be reading from 1 John chapter 4. We're going to start off in verse 7, and I'm reading out of the NIV. So it says, "Dear friends, let us love one another, for love comes from God. Everyone who loves has been born of God and knows God. Whoever does not love does not know God, because God is love. This is how God showed his love among us. He sent his one and only Son into the world that we might live through him. This is love, not that we loved God, but that he loved us and sent his Son as an atoning sacrifice for our sins. Dear friends, since God loved us so, we also ought to love one another. No one has ever seen God, but if we love one another, God lives in us and his love is made complete in us. This is how we know that we live in him and he in us. He has given us his Spirit, and we have seen and testified that the Father has sent his Son to be the Savior of the world. If anyone acknowledges that Jesus is the Son of God, God lives in them and they in God. And so we know and rely on the love God has for us. God is love. Whoever lives in love lives in God and God in them. This is how love is made complete among us, so that we will have confidence on the day of judgment. In this world, we are like Jesus. There is no fear in love, but perfect love drives out fear, because fear has to do with punishment. The one who fears is not made in perfect love." Amen. The word of the Lord. And so I believe that this year, it's so important to know who God is. Because I think so many times we are led by fear because we're afraid of making a mistake. I know for me, that's something that I really had to learn this past year, because it's been, I guess, a little over a year that I've been out of college. And so for years, I was so used to working really hard and being diligent and trying to do assignments well and trying hard not to make mistakes, which in retrospect, that sounds normal, especially like when you're doing well in school, you want to have a high GPA, you want to, you know, have letters of recommendation if needed, blah, blah, blah. But I noticed that it held me back post-college because I was so afraid of making mistakes that I wasn't operating out of love. I was operating out of fear and worry that I was going to do something wrong. And I think it held me back from living in total peace, knowing that because I'm abiding in God's love, I have nothing to fear. Now, I'm not saying disregard diligence, disregard, you know, doing things with excellence, But we want to be mindful of, okay, when does it become out of fear and out of worry that you're going to make a mistake or the fear of failure? And so I hope that my testimony this year would be able to help somebody listening to this right now. Because last year was full of a lot of change, honestly, a lot of things that I had to adjust to, that it felt like, okay, God, I thought I had this figured out, and then it was like flipped. Like there was so many things that happened that I needed to rely on God for. And I think the first time that I really noticed that last year, I was in Mexico on a mission trip, and before I went on this trip, one of my closest friends told me, I believe God was using that person to speak to me, but he told me, don't be afraid of being uncomfortable. Say yes to things that make you uncomfortable, because that's how you're going to grow. And when he first told me this, it was honestly right before I left for Mexico. And I just was like, yeah, like, okay, like, you know, when someone first tells you something, it doesn't really register all the way until you actually have to apply what they tell you. And so I remember it like it was yesterday. I was in Mexico and somebody asked me, someone asked me to do something. And I was just like, okay, like initially I was like, I really don't want to. I'd rather be in the background. Like, I don't like to be, I don't know. There's certain instances where I don't like to be front and center. And this was one of the instances. And so I remember doing something on the trip that made me feel uncomfortable, but I knew after I did it, I was like, Lord, thank you, because it stretched me to get out of my comfort zone. I was able to connect with the kids at the orphanage more. And I felt like, yes, like I felt like I was being obedient to what God wanted me to do. And it was something very small, but in the moment, like it meant so much. And did you ever do something where you recognize that you have a chance to be obedient, and when you choose something small, God can really use? And honestly, you guys, I'm still working on my obedience. I am not coming on here saying that I am obedient all the time, that I have it all figured out, because honestly, I don't. I am seeking the Lord and asking him to reveal things in me that need to be revealed. And but I wanted to give that example for somebody that is struggling to step out of their comfort zone, that feel like they've been operating out of fear for a long time. Maybe you're someone that always feels like they have to have a plan, that feels like, you know, if things would just turn out this way, then you would be happy. And I hate to break it to you, but that's not how life works. That's not how faith works. Because God continues to show me that our plans are overrated a lot of times, that he has better things in store for us. And so I just wanted to encourage you all and share a piece of my story when it comes to 2023, because there was a lot of things that happened that weren't in the plan, and God continued to reveal himself to me. I wanted to share a quick highlight from 2023. In April of last year, I went on my first adult encounter retreat. And, you know, when you go into something with little expectations, because God reveals things in you that you didn't even know were there, was there, honestly. And so God really took things that I thought I had put together and was like, yeah, God, I'm over this. Like, it's not that big of a deal. And he showed me, hey, I want you to repent of this. I want you to sit in this and allow me to work through you and repent and turn away from bitterness and resentment and just give it to me. And that was something that I thought, I was like, you know, I'm going this encounter retreat. I'm like, I don't think there's like anything major that God's going to do. I mean, like, I have an idea that he probably will. But like, I don't know, like, I don't know what he's going to do. I have no expectations. And then he really revealed more and more of himself to me. And a lot of things happened last year that that showed how God is consistent, even though our life has many ups and downs. He's present. He's present in the midst of that. And one of them being, at the end of last year, on December 6th, my grandmother passed away to be with our Heavenly Father. And that was something that was really hard. But I thank God that she's with Him. Excuse me, that she was a believer and she fought the fight of faith and she was a victor. And I think about all the things that I worry about that are so small, because I know at the end of the day, what matters is my salvation. What matters is that God died for me, that, like it says in 1 John, that He was the atoning sacrifice. So when I think of all the things that I'm concerned about, that anchors me and reminds me of why I need to turn to Him and why it's so important to put Him first. And I'm not on here saying that I have it all figured out. I don't. But this year, I'm declaring that this is going to be a year of abundance. Abundance of love, abundance of peace, abundance of God's mercy and His grace. And maybe you're struggling with feeling lonely. You don't feel like you don't have an abundance of friends, or you feel like you are the only one in your family that knows the Lord and you're struggling to keep persevering. And God wants you to know that He sees you and that He loves you and that His perfect love casts out fear. So this year, let's walk in abundance. Let's walk in abundance of boldness, of confidence, of grace, realizing that it's not by our efforts that we're made right, but it's through Christ that He would love you enough to see you as worth dying for. And I know that this sounds, you could have heard this a million times, but maybe this is the millionth and one time that it really starts to sink into your spirit. And I want you to know that I've been there at times, going through the motions of, God, what's next? What other bad thing is going to happen? What am I going to go through that I'm going to be refined? And I don't want you to look at the tragedies in your life or the hardships or whatever that may be as a punishment or as something to be afraid of in the future, but to really seek God and let His love wash over you and heal you and provide restoration in your life. That's who God is. He's love. He restores. He heals the brokenhearted and binds their wounds. That's the kind of God that we serve, that's not afraid of your emotions. I love King David because he illustrates it so beautifully of how to have a heart that's devoted to God in whatever season you may be in. In King David's time, he was running from his own son that was trying to kill him. He was trying to run away from his father-in-law that was trying to kill him. A lot of adversity, a lot of things that were hard, but he still clung to God. And I want to be like that. I want to be like that. I want to be like Paul. I want to be like someone that was able to rejoice in the darkest time of his life, being in prison. Naturally speaking, that would be very difficult for me to do. But the heroes of faith remind me that it's possible to keep your eyes on the source of all good things, which is God. And I hope all of you can cling to that hope this year. Maybe some of you have been feeling anxious about this year because you're afraid of the challenges that you're going to face, or you're afraid that you're not going to meet all your New Year's resolutions and that you're not good enough to change. But I want you to know that through God, anything is possible, and that if you have the faith the size of a mustard seed, you can move a mountain. So believe it. Believe that you are a victor, not a victim, and that God has already created the path, paved the way for you, and by grace through faith. All right, y'all. I hope you have a great night, a great day, a great morning, whatever time of day you're listening to this, and let's welcome 2024. All right, you guys, see you in my next episode. Bye.